You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. A very good morning and a warm welcome to all our Radio Sai listeners for today's Thursday Live. This is Radio Sai's Asia Stream and I am Team Radio Sai's Raghu speaking to you live from the studios of Radio Sai. Well, I'm sure, dear listeners, till now you would have had a wonderful morning listening to Radio Sai, especially in the previous segment, Morning Glory, hosted by Sister Karuna. You heard a special conversation with respected Vice Chancellor of our alma mater, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. J. Shashidhar Prasad. As you heard, dear listeners, he gave us the bird's eye view of the annual report that the university released on November 2012. Well, if you have missed listening to it, don't worry. You can download it from our website, radiosai.org, tomorrow. Well, dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 2 minutes past 11 o'clock, and this is the segment, Service, Love in Action. Well, if you are there with me last week, you may be aware that I played for you a panel discussion by the Hyderabad youth of the state Andhra Pradesh, India. If you remember, the participants of this panel discussion were Mr. Y. Srinivas, Mr. Sai Gollapudi, and my colleague Sai Krishna. They discussed on the importance of molding the character of today's youth for a better tomorrow. So, dear listeners, on the same lines, today I'll be playing for you a conversation with Srimati Shakuntala and Srimati Sudha. And in this conversation, they'll be talking to us the various service activities undertaken by Sai devotees in the state of Andhra Pradesh, India. But dear listeners, first things first, let us all collectively offer our most humble and thankful pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Swami. It is He who has given us the strength to face the day-to-day challenges of life. It is He who has inspired us to do service, not just through His divine discourses, but also through His actions. As Swami always says, my life is my message. So, dear listeners, to begin with, let's listen to a beautiful bhajan from the album Bhavanjali. This bhajan is on Goddess Saraswati, and the singer of this bhajan is my colleague Sunil.
Saraswati, Devi Saraswati. Saraswati, Devi Saraswati. Saraswati, Devi Saraswati. Vani Vena Saraswati. Vani Veena Saraswati. Brahma Sanatani Brahma Mayi. Brahma Mayi,
Dear listeners, and welcome back to today's Thursday Life. This live broadcast is coming to you straight from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. This is the segment Service, Love in Action, and I'm Team Radio Sai Raghu. In this segment, dear listeners, as always, I speak about the various service activities done by Swami's students and his devotees across the world. As I said in the beginning, today in this segment, I'll be playing for you a conversation that I recorded a week back with Professor Shakuntala and Srimati Sudha. And in this conversation, they will be talking to us the various service activities undertaken by Sai devotees in the state of Andhra Pradesh, India. Dear listeners, Sai Ram, welcome to a new episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this series, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. That is, in this series, we speak about the various service activities undertaken by Swami's students and his devotees. So today, dear listeners, to talk about the various service activities in the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh, I am pleased to have with me in our studios Ms. Shakuntala and Mrs. Sudha from Andhra Pradesh. Sai Ram, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, Ms. Shakuntala is a Swami's student, having studied in Ananthapur campus of Bhagwan's University way back in 1970s and 80s. And currently she is professor in Sri Venkateshwara University in Tirupati and warden of the women's hostel of Sri Venkateshwara College. Currently Ms. Shakuntala is the zonal coordinator for four districts in Andhra Pradesh of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. The four districts being Nellore, Chittur, Prakasham and
Guntur.
Okay. And Mrs. Sudha is Andhra Pradesh state in charge for Women's Wing, the Mahila Vibhag, hailing from Hyderabad. Okay, once again, Sai Ram, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sai Ram.
Okay, we'll start with you, madam. So you being Swami student, having studied in Anantapur campus, and after completing your education, you have actively involved in Satya Sai Seva organization. So as I was telling, you are blessed to be Swami student, having studied in Anantapur campus of Bhagwan's University. That too way back in 1970s and 80s, when Swami was in his 50s. So you would have got many chances to witness Swami in action, engaging himself in various service activities, like Narayan Seva, distribution of clothes, etc. So please share with the listeners some of those incidents.
Sai Ram, I am very happy to come to the studio today, and I am very much thankful to you for inviting me for the studio. As student of Swami, I was impressed by the Swami's activities. Swami himself was doing the activities. He used to give us many opportunities to work in service activities. I mean, way back in 70s, 80s, there were not much Sevadal.
Yeah.
And only the students used to take up all the activities. From morning to evening, the students are engaged in service activities. Swami was eagerly waiting for us to come for functions also. I mean, for discourses or for any function which was going on in the Purnachandra auditorium, he used to wait for us. After completion of our work only, the function will start. All the activities, from morning till evening, what are the activities that are conducted in Prashanthi Nilayam are done by the students. If you take, for example, the canteen or the shopping complex or chapati making or the cleaning of mandir and putting rangoli. Those days, daily used to put rangoli. And then all the other activities, what are the activities that are conducted, are done by the students themselves. And Swami himself used to visit and come and guide us how to do the work. And discipline is the most important thing. He never used to allow us to go out of the Prashanthi Nilayam. Everything has to be inside the Prashanthi Nilayam, including food and everything, accommodation, everything is given by Swami. During Dasara time, Swami used to call us to distribute prasad and saris for the old women in the stadium.
So it is Narayan Seva.
Narayan Seva, during Dasara time.
Yes.
Now the Gram Seva, like Gram Seva, all
it was Narayan Seva.
Narayan Seva, and the, all the villages used to come
and come to Puttaparthi.
Puttaparthi. Yeah. And Swami himself used to come, and he shows the, the way how to sow and how to put leaf. It was not the plate. Leaf, how to put the leaf, how to put water, and how to serve with love and care. He used to guide us. What first and what next is to guide us. Like that, we were guided by him. Until what we are doing today is because of Swami's guidance. We are doing the services. On the lines of Swami. How he wanted, we are doing now the service. And same lines, we are doing the service activities. By inspiring by Swami's talks, especially the discourses that were given by Swami, for youth especially. So there are a number of instances where now also we conduct many programs, inspired by Swami.
In fact, Swami used to show the service activities by his example. He himself used to do it, right?
That's right.
I remember Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, one of the long-standing devotee, telling that during Narayan Seva, it seems Swami himself used to serve all the people, all the villagers,
that's what,
bending forward, straightening his back, bending his back, straightening his back and all this.
And he used to walk so fast, and he used to tell us to do fast also. And he was so active, and he made us active to work, with the purity. You should see his face, how much he loves the villagers. Once the director, first director of our institute, when the college started first in the beginning, he was Professor Jairam Reddy from our university, who worked here. He used to tell so many experiences about how Swami likes. And he wanted Ishwaramma school children to be fed free.
Okay.
He used to tell us so many experiences about, he likes everything free. Free food, free clothing, free, education should be given for the people. So he used to give us so many examples how Swami wanted the free education in all the institutions. And once I remember that P.V. Narasimha Rao, when we visited our for one convocation or some occasion, Swami told him to have free education in India.
Okay.
That's why, I mean, he said, whatever may be, the education should be free for everybody.
Okay, now, so presently you are the zonal coordinator for 4 districts in Andhra Pradesh, as I was telling. So, please tell some of the activities that is happening in the state of Andhra Pradesh.
Here we have in Andhra Pradesh so many service activities that were conducted in Prashantanilayam and also the activities that are conducted in different districts. Mrs. Sudha is the coordinator for our Mahila.
For the Mahila Wing.
Mahila Wing. Yeah. And I'll ask her to explain us about the activities that were conducted in Prashantanilayam. The Andhra Seva Dal comes to Prashantanilayam thrice.
Thrice, okay.
And on special occasions also, the Andhra Seva Dal are invited for service.
Thrice is first in the month of January. Right?
January. And then April. January 15 days, April 30 days, and again in November 15 days.
Swami's birthday time.
Swami's birthday time. And again, special activities during the Grama Seva time, Dasara.
Dasara, okay.
Also, the Mahilas comes. And I'll ask now Sudha to explain about the activities
please tell
in different spots in Prashantanilayam.
Yeah. Sai Ram, I'm very glad to express my service activities in Radio Sai. Ashakuntala, in Andhra Pradesh we have Mahila Vibhaga and Mahila Youth together involved in service activities. 23 districts and also in Prashantanilayam.
How many spots in Prashantanilayam the women are working?
In 17 spots we are working.
So, in different spots, if you can explain us how many members are working in one particular place. If you take, for example, in super specialty hospital, how many women are going and working?
Nearly 100 to 105 people are going for super specialty.
And these 17 spots, how many people you are sending for work?
Overall, 850 to 900 for each batch. We
each
are sending.
Batch. Each batch. Okay.
From all 23 districts, they will come.
And then, you just explain us how many people are working in different spots.
In super specialty, 100 to 105. Mm-hmm. And the general hospital, 50 to 60. And the Kulwanthal, 80 to 100. 120 also. And security, 25. Bakery, 20. Ishwarma welfare, 15. Museum, 10. Bookstall, 10.
And then South Indian
shopping
canteen.
Complex 15, all canteens, South Indian 100 to 120,
North Indian
50 to 60, 40 to 50 or 60, and Western canteen 30 to 40.
And what is the work that is doing the Mahilas in Western canteen especially, because that is foreign canteen, and what is the work that was conducted by the Sevadal there, Mahila Sevadal?
Every work, they are doing every work, sweeping, mopping, vegetable cutting, and especially big vessels are there cleaning.
And then what about the other places? In general hospital, what is the work that they are conducting?
They will do in OPD.
Okay.
And token hall also, and maintaining.
Cleaning also. Daily morning, evening, afternoon, thrice they clean the
whole hospital. Yes. In super specialty also, wards cleaning and.
I'm from Tirupati. I know in Sri Venkateswara Institute of Medical Sciences, the work is conducted by payment. Whereas in our hospitals, in Satsai hospitals, because it is shown by God Himself how a person has to serve for the humanity, is seen by Lord Himself. That is why we are inspired, I think. We are inspired by Swami working, because I remember when the super specialty was, construction was, the opening, after the opening, before conducting of operations, Swami once called all old students and he told us to work for 10 days in the hospital cleaning. He himself used to come and tell us how we had to clean the mission, because the machinery has come, lakhs and crores of rupees was spent on
sophisticated
instruments, and he explained us one instrument, how cost it is, how much it was costed, and also the instrument that came from, all he explained, and he told us to clean properly. So he used to come daily and he used to tell us how to clean and keep it clean, the hospital, because the patients will be infected. So he used to advise us, he used to give us so many instructions. Because of that love, because of himself coming and guiding, I think we were inspired and we are still maintaining the hospital by our Sevadal. Whenever I bring the people from Venkateshwara University, there some students from nursing college, and these girls also tell us, "Madam, it's not a hospital, it is temple."
Yeah, it's temple of healing.
Temple of temple. It's not looking like hospital. No smell, nothing like hospital smell is not there, ma'am. They used to explain to me, and they were inspired by the seeing our hospital. I mean, we are very happy. And what are the other spots? What is the work that was done in North Indian Canteen?
North Indian Canteen also sweeping and mopping everything, vegetable cutting and washing plates and glasses, everything. Serving also.
Not only in Prashanthinilayam, but after going back their homes, what are the activities in their villages or
in
their towns?
What their respective districts, Mahilas and youth are combinedly doing.
Okay.
Different types of services based on their requirement and necessity and their budget also.
So what about the family women, how they do the activities?
This is only Swami told na
ceiling on desserts.
Ceiling on desserts. If they want to buy two saris, they will buy only one sari, and other saris money they will put aside from for this.
That means controlling. I mean, ceiling on desserts. Swami told us many times about the rice. How we have to eat
daily.
I mean, daily we have to keep aside.
Daily we should keep aside some quantity.
Cereals of rice or dal or anything. So he told us to keep aside small quantity of rice daily.
Yeah.
That is also used for Amrita Kalasham.
Yeah, correct.
Not only sari, and even they used to drink 3-4 times coffee, they will control only 2 times.
It was told by Swami. If you daily drink coffee 4 times or 5 times, your health will spoil.
Yes.
So control your senses and have only 1 cup of coffee. Then they started doing, because after hearing Swami's discourses only, many women are practicing all these things.
Activities like visiting old age homes, handicapped homes and mentally retarded maternity hospitals, blind homes, children, child homes, jails. There we conduct Bal Vikas classes, distribute clothes, food, bread and...
How often they visit these orphanages?
Every month. Once in a month.
Okay.
In some districts, every 15 days also they are visiting.
And sometimes, I mean, some of the districts in our zone also, we visit the maternity hospitals during Swami's birthday time or during his Avatar Prakatan Dinotsavam. I mean, some festival days. I mean, our Swami's festival is Christmas. We go there and we visit and we give newborn babies some frogs.
Okay.
I mean that day, how many babies are born, that many we give them
clothes.
Yeah. And then for parents we give them bread and milk,
bed sheets, blankets, sweaters,
and saris.
We'll do medical camps also in VIP village and some areas also.
Mahilas especially, they conduct the gynec camps. Gynec camps.
Cancer detection camp also, ortho camps, ENT camps and homeo camps.
Specialized camps.
So the doctors who come for these camps, are they Swami's devotees?
Sometimes they are devotees, some of them. Some of the government doctors and private doctors are inspired by our service. Because these doctors also has to do some service activities in the villages. So what they say is, Satsai organization is a disciplined organization where they conduct with sincerity and with love. So many of the doctors are... coming forward to work with us.
Yeah.
So we go there to government hospitals and other doctors and we invite them. Or sometimes the heart operations that are conducted in our hospital, they give us a list according to the district wise. We go in search of their houses and we go to their houses and we give them after the operation. They give us the list from our super speciality.
Okay.
So we take that list, we go to their houses and we give the list to, I mean, we ask the local doctors to look after them. After the operation, after they come back, if they have any
follow-up treatment
are done by the district. Each district have a list. So we go and we
each
have the follow-up.
Each district have a in-charge also for SRB in-charge.
SRB in-charge is there. So that SRB in-charge will look after these things. And they were invited to Samiti, the patients and the family members, once in a year. They are given saris, they are given, the presentations.
Okay.
Gifts
to them. And they conduct some camps for all those patients also. I mean, our hospital, from super specialty, we won't leave that patient.
Leave the patient. Yeah,
we will catch hold of the patient. Everything, follow-up will be taken care of. That's a very good, service that was given from our hospital.
Okay, you said that old age home, you visit orphanages, you mainly concentrate in the village area or even in cities?
Town area also. Towns and the cities also.
Now, old women are there in villages, they doesn't want to go and stay in homes. They'll be staying alone. If they doesn't know how to cook, we give them carriers.
Okay.
I think many of the districts,
yes,
they give a carrier.
Who cannot cook their own, will give carrier to their houses.
Okay.
Personally, they'll go
every
and
every day.
That is Nitya Narayan Seva. If they can cook, for that persons, we'll give Amrita Kalsham.
The requirement that is required for Amrita Kalasham, a person's, one month requirement. If a person, it is 10 kgs rice, 1 kg dal, 1 kg oil, soap for bathing and for washing, and then surf, and then more than 25 items are given.
For one individual, for a month.
For a month.
Okay.
What Swami told about Amrita Kalasham, I just wanted to explain to you. And because he has given us the chance to serve. So go to his door and give him and do namaskar. He has given us the chance for giving Amrita Kalasham. That's what Swami told. So we are going to their house and we are giving them and we are doing namaskar and coming.
Okay.
They were only Narayanas.
Narayanas.
It was named Narayan Seva.
This Nitya Narayan Seva was, it was the Swami's wish that no one in India should not be without food.
Yeah.
So last stage of Swami, I think, before 1 year, it was planned. It was, the instructions came from Swami, from Prashant Nilayam. Immediately it started.
Nitya Narayan Seva. Nitya means daily
Narayan Seva. It started like anything. So in Tirupati, we wanted to start for the attendants who come for government hospital. They'll be staying months together with patient, with cardiac disease or with artho or some cancer patients especially. So we wanted to do daily Narayan Seva for 300 people. In Srikakulam, they are doing it for more than 100 people.
No, 700 people.
700 people.
Personally, they are giving carrier.
Okay.
For 700. In Hyderabad?
We are giving personally, but the Samrita Kalashams are more, 1100 or 1400 yearly.
Srikakulam, they are doing it well.
Well.
They have a vehicle
They purchased an auto. And they are cooking in their
mandir. Not purchased the auto. They are given, the auto was given by one devotee. By seeing the work that was done by our Samiti people, one person came forward and he donated one vehicle for this, especially. They have a big hall for cooking everything. And the daily
big kitchen.
They take and they distribute the food. So we are planning for 300 people for daily to give good food.
Okay.
For patient attendance. We are also planning in Hyderabad for patient attendance, nearly 500 people.
So now at present, Nitya Narayan Seva, Amrita Kalasham, we are doing it
regularly.
Regularly, and we are going personally and inquiring about that particular person and giving
health
not
also.
Everything. We are looking personal and giving, because Swami told us apatradhanam. Apatradhanam means you are not supposed to give just like that.
Yeah.
We have to inquire and then see the people and then give.
Mm.
And then what are the other activities that you conduct?
In districts. Yeah.
Districts.
We are doing medical camps. Medical camps, all medical
and
camps.
You told about screening camps.
Yes. Cancer screening.
Cancer screening.
Yes.
I remember in our district, these blood cancer people. I mean, there are so many, more than I think 10 people are benefited through this, through our organization.
Okay.
Cancer screening is the main important thing nowadays. There are villages in our VIP villages, patients are there.
SSS VIP.
SSS VIP. And I remember one boy, he was undergoing a disease, a blood cancer disease.
Mm.
And we have spent nearly, I think, more than 12 lakhs
okay.
on that particular boy.
Uh-huh.
And now he's, because of Bhagavan's grace, he's nice and he's moving well. And I heard Sudhakka was also telling about some of the patients were...
In these camps, we select needy people and adopt pregnant ladies. We celebrate Seemantham for them. In 5th month and 9th month, they'll celebrate Seemantham. We'll celebrate Seemantham also.
Seemantham is nothing but it's a ceremony.
Ceremony.
Yeah,
the pregnant ladies.
Baby shower.
Yes. Where a woman will have a good birth and giving to a boy or a girl with good mind and good qualities.
Yeah.
So for that we celebrate this. For
and,
easy delivery.
After delivery, we'll do Namakaranam also. Namakaranam also.
Naming ceremony.
Naming ceremony. Yes.
Some districts we are conducting free mass marriages also. And we are giving tailoring classes. Three months. Each batch training for throughout the year we are giving three months batch.
And I heard in Hyderabad, we have given some special classes for... the girl students who have stopped their studies.
Yes.
After 5th class or after 10th class. They
housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping
girl also. And rolling
sarees. How many days housekeeping?
Housekeeping only 20 days.
20 days.
Yes.
And in the those 20 days, what are the main important things are taught to these?
Sweeping, mopping, how to spread beds and cooking, how to make tea and how to receive phone calls. Everything they will teach.
And these students, I mean these women, these youth are given employment?
Yes. How many people are waiting for their services?
Okay, good. I heard that many women are given the opportunity to work in our Swami's devotees' houses.
Yes,
only.
Yes.
Okay.
They have taken them to the service, into their houses. And they're
giving
not more than 5,000 they're getting, I think.
More than 5,000.
And they're given
3,000 to 5,000. Yes, food. Morning tea, breakfast, lunch and dinner, they'll go home.
So they're paid.
In the tailoring classes, we are donating sewing machines also for needy people. Self-employment.
And in our districts also, we conduct these tailoring classes. Not only tailoring, but fashion technology also. Along with the government people, we have given fashion technology classes for poor women. And they are now settled, well settled in their lives. The women, it's a fetching for them.
Yes.
Fashion technology or tailoring. Nowadays, it is a fetching. And we distribute missions. In thousands in Andhra Pradesh, many women are working on a mission.
Okay.
Once we conducted a youth program in front of Swami. And by Swami's grace, we could distribute the items for youth, women especially, different items like
grinders, iron boxes, fruit and vegetable carts, and tea buddies, and
telephone boxes,
floor mission,
embroidery
missions
also
we
have given.
We are donating computers also for the needy people. Yes, and we are planning to conduct free driving classes for youth.
Okay.
Youth
class.
Girls.
Yeah.
Women wanted women drivers.
Okay.
For safety and security, they want
women
drivers. For 1 hour, for 2 hours also they can go.
1 hour, 2 hours also they are getting more money.
Yes.
So the women, those who not studied, and those who are at home, we are giving them training.
Okay.
And given certificates for them, all these classes from such organizations.
Seeing the organization name itself, many of them,
many of them are selected for jobs also.
Okay,
in so many government hospitals, companies and supermarkets, so many people.
Now also regularly we are conducting in different districts for youth, especially the training, I mean job melas, job melas where they get, I mean through organization means the people also likes to take the people.
Yeah.
So that's why we are conducting job melas also in our samitis.
Okay, on education wing, you please tell us the different.
In education wing, we are in the districts, especially for youth, women, we are conducting computer training classes. Computer training classes and also free tuitions.
In computer training, maybe basics
and also 3 months course also we are giving.
Yes, basics only, three months course. 40 days.
40 days.
40 days. 40 days. Basics. Not 3 months, 40 days.
Not only this, we are paying tuition fees for poor people in our VIP villages, where we give them tuition fees, clothes, including stationery items, books, everything we are given. And we are adapting children from slum areas. Where, I mean, one boy or girl we are adapting, and we are looking after them. And in turn, they are coming for Balvikas.
Okay.
So we are improving the Balvikas in slum areas or villages by adapting these children. And also, some of the students who are studying engineering or polytechnic or doctors of poor, we are donating them their fees, everything. And also, we are adapting especially the government school children, because they are coming from poor families. So we are adapting those children, and we are giving them uniforms also. And we are conducting soft skill programs,
personality development.
Personality development.
Spoken English.
Okay.
Yearly thrice or twice we are conducting these programs. And we are also conducting symposiums, especially on human values in different colleges, in different institutions. How an educated person should be with human values. Human values of our institution are conducted in different areas. Especially this year we have conducted for nursing students a symposium on healing with human touch in Tirupati. It was so wonderful, and nobody thought of these nurses, and Satsai organization thought of these nurses, and they were so happy. And these nurses are coming for service to our hospital, and they're learning much.
Are they devotees of Swami?
Nobody is a devotee, but they're impressed by the activities that were conducted by our organization, and they're inspired, and they're coming for service. Every year they come for our super specialty hospital to work for 10 days.
So what are their experiences? How did they feel about the service?
No, they themselves are, feeling happy to come again.
They
and
want
again,
to come again and again.
Again and again. And they wanted to, whenever we conduct, they tell us, madam, if you conduct any service activities in local also, we come and kind of do service, participate, they say. And they are experiencing themselves with regard to their marks. I mean, they're praying Swami and they're getting good marks. And in their families also, if they have any troubles, they're especially one Sevadal who has come for service. She has come for the first time. Our daughter was not getting married. And she came and she did namaskar to Swami and she prayed to Swami. After going back from service, immediately our daughter's marriage was celebrated, fixed, and she was well settled.
Okay.
And so like that, they were praying Swami. And Swami was reacting and Swami was giving them the...
Fulfilling their desires.
Desires.
Okay.
There are so many people for the first time without seeing Swami.
Yeah.
They're praying Him and is responding to their.
You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Radio Sai brings to you every day the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, this is the segment Service Love in Action. And I'm Team Radio Sai's Raghu. Well, in this segment right now, we are listening to a conversation with Professor Shakuntala and Srimati Sudha.
They are talking to us about the various service activities undertaken by Sai devotees in the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. Well, dear listeners, you would have noticed one of the unique service activity that they are undertaking is a symposium that they are conducting for different groups of people on varied topics. Well, as you know, a symposium is a meeting or conference for the discussion of some subject, especially a meeting at which several speakers talk on or discuss a topic before an audience. So in the conversation, as you heard, dear listeners, Professor Shakuntala was telling that they had recently conducted a symposium for nurses in Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh. It was entitled Healing with Love. They had many eminent speakers who spoke to the audience of nursing students on that day. One of them was Mr. L. Subramaniam, the executive officer of Tirumala Tirupati Devastanam in Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh, an ardent Sai devotee. Let's listen to an excerpt of his talk.
I was very happy to be invited here to participate in this symposium, which has been very nicely titled Healing with Human Touch. A very interesting topic. Number of thoughts are running in my mind. I really don't know what I will be saying. But at the very outset, as all of you who are concerned with medical care, I think your journey begins with a definition of what we mean by disease. What exactly we mean by disease, and what has been the interpretation. We must first understand what do we mean by disease. If you look at the Indian culture, the way in which we evolved Ayurveda Shastra, as it is said, Ayurveda science is more than 5,000 years knowledge which has been gathered in our country, almost like an Upanga of Veda. Ayurveda has come up. And when you look at Ayurveda and try to discuss with some eminent people like this, what they tell is that external disease is a manifestation of internal disorder. So if somebody has become sick, it means it is an external symbol of something that has gone wrong within the personality. Now, there the real problem comes. Because as nurses, as doctors, certainly you will have the requirement to investigate, okay, internal, which part of the body? We start from the human brain and go down and see which part of the internal organs has this problem originated from. Is his mind alright? No, we don't know, because we are only seeing the brain. Is his heart okay? No, we don't know, because we are only seeing his heart. We are not seeing his manasu. We are seeing his stomach. Is it okay? We are only seeing his stomach, but we are not able to see his appetite. So every aspect of the human disease, when as medical personnel you are investigating, you are seeing only the shadow, you are not seeing the real object. How true it is that somebody is trying to cure as a doctor or as a nurse by looking at the impressions, because they are all impressions. Whether it is an MRI report or whether it is an X-ray report, they are all impressions, they are all pictures. But what exactly is there inside, how do we know? Because it is that which has to be cured. And if that is the context of today's symposium, yes, you are a very good orthopedic surgeon, so you will immediately see where did this fellow break his back, whether it is L3 or L4 or L5, whatever numbers you have, this part of the lower back has been injured himself. If you are a pediatric surgeon, then immediately you look at the child and try to see which part of this child's constitution is having a problem. And the child who is not able to express himself or herself, and this doctor who has forgotten his childhood, they both are trying to communicate and trying to understand what exactly the child, what is the problem with the child. Now, here I think we have a huge challenge. The challenge is because, as Swami Vivekananda has always said, when he talked about education, he said education is a character building assimilation of ideas. So he said you have to assimilate ideas, and he also said that whatever education we are having is nothing but externalizing the internalized knowledge which is there. Maybe as a scientist, people may say it is captured in the DNA, and that is what you have to discover and bring it out. Because you have 50 students are going to the medical classes, but there are only two of them who do extraordinarily well. The same teachers, the same background, the same Narayana College, or the same Ramaya Teaching Coaching Institute, but why only two doctors excel, and the other 48 or 47 are there? Okay, they're good doctors with degrees, but two or three of them are simply outstanding. So this is where I think nursing students, you may please try to understand the significance of today's symposium. Whatever is our external behavior, it is one part of our personality. That is the reason why when we say our prayers, we say Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. So we have three layers of our personality. We are trying to go to the innermost layer. How we reach there is the question. The simplest way of thinking is, you take a needle and a syringe and pierce through the patient and say, I am reaching the internal part of the patient. Well, I don't think that is what is physically required to be done here. The healing touch where somebody is talking about, that is where we have to feel the pain. When somebody is struggling with pain, the nurse must also feel the pain. When the patient is saying that he has got a severe headache, the nurse must also experience that headache. If we do not experience it, if we do not imagine that, it is not possible for you to say something which can alleviate the pain. So nursing job is a very difficult job, because you are going to spend maximum time with people who are diseased, people who are sick, people who are unwell. As I just now tried to explain, they are diseased, they are sick because of some internal disorder. Now why this internal disorder has come, I think Professor Chakundala will organize one more symposium on that. Because they all of us are having role, not just the doctors and the nurses. Why there is internal disorder in a society? Why human beings are not able to behave like human beings? Why we are not able to smile at each other? Why are we not able to greet each other with affection? Why are we looking at each other as if we both have something to fight about, something to war about, something to not to cheer about? Why is this behavior visible in the society? What is our role today? So today when we look at the opportunity given to us here, you have a patient in front of you, and this patient does not know what is he suffering from. That is another major worry in our medical institutions. In all humility, I would like to point out this. We don't have more than 20 or 25% of the doctors who have time to explain to the patient what exactly is his problem. But a large number of medical doctors, for various reasons, I am not saying because they are not concerned, it is because of their busy schedule, it is because they have to go to three other places, it is because they have got one side teaching, another side curing, third side they have a lines club, fourth side they have Sat Sai organization, fifth side they want to go and play tennis, sixth side they want to be art critics. So they have multiple tasks on their hand, so they may not have adequate time to spend with the patient. As a result, the patient does not know what is happening to him. Some of what I am telling is my own personal experience. So the patient does not know what is happening. The patient's relations really do not know what is happening. So all of them are giving him a kind of a dose of bright philosophy, telling him, don't worry, God is great, God is going to take care of you and me. So that is how we prolong. And I am telling all this only to emphasize and create the role for the nurses in the medical system today we have. So it is the nurse actually who has to fill the gap. So she has to learn from the doctor, try to transact as quickly as possible from the doctor without irritating the doctor, try to pick up whatever knowledge that he is giving and pass it on to the patient's relations as much as possible, as carefully as possible, and then go to the patient and give him that healing touch. How do we give this healing touch is always a matter of imagination, a matter of our own kind of a cultivation. We have nurses who are very, very good singers, so they should be able to go and sing a song to the patient, sing a bhajan. Lovely bhajans are there, sing a bhajan to the patient. Give her a kind of a comfort that she forgets about the pain and starts recovering from the strength that is there in the soul. That is the critical point in India. I think as I told you, because of the internal disorder, the external manifestation is taking place. So why the disorder, if you say, we are not drawing from our generator. There is a generator available in each soul, each body. We have to draw energy from that generator. If the outside, external, conventional sources of energy are not available, from internal generator, this patient has to start driving some energy and taking the energy out to enable her or him to get out of the hospital bed. So how do we promote this activity for the patient to start looking inwards, to think of her or his soul strength and see that they start generating energy out of that and then they come out of the sickness. It's a very, very difficult job, but it is the most enjoyable job. You are able to help people to come back from the jaws of death. You are bringing them back here. Everywhere there is only a commercial interest. How to make a quick buck? How to become rich? How to overnight have 2 buildings? How to have more ornaments? How to have more vehicles? This has become the normal philosophy for many people. I appeal to all the young nurses, let us be an exception to this. Man's achievements are not measured by the bank balance he has. Certainly not, because we never knew what is the bank balance of our former chief ministers after they died, because that is never revealed to all of us. But we remember some of them, we don't remember some of them. We have so many friends who passed away, we never knew what is their bank balance, but some of them, we remember our whole lifetime. So that is the kind of a credit that all of us must earn. As I said, Narajanma Durlabham, this is a very, very difficult opportunity. All of us have got this human life. Let us lead this life, as it is said, Asatoma Sattamaya, Tamasoma Dosirgamaya. So let us lead people from this kind of a path where people are living in darkness, when there is internal disorder. Let us bring them out into Jyoti, where we show them how light is, how this light can be healed. So I once again thank all the organizers for giving me an opportunity to be here. I wish all the very best to the symposium, and I am extremely grateful that all these eminent people have consented to be here, and I congratulate Dr. Meghamma and Professor Shakuntala for taking this initiative of organizing the symposium.
This is Radio Sai Global Harmony. You can know more about our program schedule by visiting our website at www.radiosai.org.
Sairam, dear listeners, what you heard just now was a talk delivered by Mr. L. Subramaniam, the executive officer of Tirumala Tirupati Devastanam in Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh. Well, this talk was delivered in an auditorium, so the audio quality had a lot of background noise. And it was delivered on the occasion of a symposium that the Research and Sahaja organization had conducted for the nursing students in Tirupati. Well, dear listeners, conducting symposium is one of the service activities that the Andhra Pradesh Sai devotees have been undertaking in Andhra Pradesh. Dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 11:55 a.m. and this is the segment Service Love in Action. And I am Team Radio Sai Raghu. And in this segment, I am playing for you a conversation that I had recorded a week back with Professor Shakuntala and Srimati Sudha on the various service activities undertaken by the Sai devotees in the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. In the beginning of this episode, I played for you its first part. After that, I played for you the excerpt of a talk by Mr. L. Subramaniam. And before I play for you the second part of the conversation, let us listen to a beautiful bhajan. And this bhajan is from the album Bhavanjali, a Sai Blossom product.
Shiva Shankara Parti Purishwara
Shiva Shiva Shankara Parti Purishwara
Shiva Shiva Shankara Parti Purishwara
Shiva Shiva Shankara Parti Purishwara
Vyagrambara Sai Maheshwara Purishwara
Shiva Shiva Shankara Parti Purishwara
Hala Hala Dhara E Ganga Dhara
Hala Hala Dhara E Ganga Dhara
Hala Hala Dhara Kaladhara
Natana Manohara Chandra Kaladhara
Natana Manohara Chandra Kaladhara
Natana Manohara Chandra Kaladhara
Samba Sada Shiva Hara Parame Shiva Hara Parameshwara
Sambha Sada Shiva Hara Parameshwara
Shiva Shiva Shankara Parti Purishwara
Shiva Shiva Shankara Parti Purishwara
Vyagra Varadhara Sai Maheshwara
Vyagra Varadhara Sai Maheshwara
Shiva Shiva Shankara ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ
ಶಿವ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ
ಹಾಲ ಹಲಧರ ಹೇ ಗಂಗಾಧರ
ಹೇ ಗಂಗಾಧರ
ನಟನ ಮನೋಹರ ಚಂದ್ರಕಲಾ ಸದಾಶಿವ ಪರ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ
ಸಾಂಬ ಸದಾಶಿವ ಪರ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ
ಸಾಂಬ ಸದಾಶಿವ ಹರ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ
ಸಾಂಬ ಸದಾಶಿವ
ಶಿವ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ
ಯು ಆರ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಸಾಯಿ ಗ್ಲೋಬಲ್ ಹಾರ್ಮನಿ ಬ್ರಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಯು ದ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಫನ್ ಸೆಟ್ that he had incarnated not to start a new religion, but to make a Hindu a better Hindu, a Christian a better Christian, and a Muslim a better Muslim. During the 85 years of his advent, Bhagwan Baba delivered thousands of divine discourses on a variety of spiritual topics for the benefit of entire humanity.
Sarvabhuta hitam evam, meerandaru kshemanga undali.
Let everybody be happy, safe and secure.
Anandanga untundali.
Let everyone be happy.
Itti sarvashaktimayamainatundi yokka atma tattvamu prati manavuni yandu kudanu sukshma roopamlo nilchi untunnadi.
This all powerful atma resides in human every human being.
Seva aneetundi motta mota ahankarni champivestundi.
Service first of all kills this ego.
నీవెవరు అని ప్రశ్నించినప్పుడు నేను ఆత్మను అని చెప్పాలి.
ఇఫ్ ఎనీవన్ పుట్స్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ హూ ఆర్ యు, యు షుడ్ సే ఐ యామ్ ఆత్మా.
డియర్ లిసనర్స్, రేడియో సాయి డెలివర్స్ ఎ డైలీ డోస్ ఆఫ్ ఫోర్ డివైన్ డిస్కోర్సెస్ ఆన్ రేడియో సాయిస్ ఏషియా స్ట్రీమ్. ద ఫస్ట్ డివైన్ డిస్కోర్స్ ఇస్ ఎట్ 6:30 ఏఎం ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ అండ్ ద సెకండ్ ఇస్ ఎట్ 11:30 ఏఎం ఇండియన్ స్టాండర్డ్ టైమ్. You can listen to the third divine discourse of the day at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon and the fourth at 10:30 p.m. at night. These timings are on Asia Stream. To know about the timings of the divine discourses of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page on our website radiosai.org. You can also listen to these discourses at your leisure at any time by downloading them from our website radiosai.org. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, this is Radio Sai's Asia Stream and you are listening to Thursday Live, coming to you live from the abode of ultimate peace, Prashanthi Nilayam. Well, you are with me, Raghu, from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. The highlight of this segment being the various service activities in India and across the world. In today's episode, dear listeners, till now you heard the first part of the conversation that I had recorded last week with Professor Shakuntala and Srimati Sudha, in which they are speaking to us about the various service activities in the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. So now let's continue listening to the conversation, the second part of the conversation.
In Hyderabad, we are planning to conduct a value parenting workshop in February, 14th, 15th, 16th.
Nowadays, what is happening, the parents are having one child or one or two. They are pampering them like anything. So if you do the parenting, I think the children will be molded in a proper way. That's why the Hyderabad people thought of having parenting value parenting workshop. So they were going to conduct this February.
Yeah.
As I said, we are also conducting symposiums for students in different colleges on human values. We are calling Professor Anil Kumar, Professor Ratnakar, and Mallesh and other people, Mudigonda Veerabhadraya, and the eminent speakers of our institution and our organization. We are calling them and we are conducting such symposiums in education institutions so that the students will have good qualities.
We already conducted symposiums.
There are so many symposiums that we have conducted. I think Hyderabad also they conducted for nurses.
Yes.
They conduct for other doctors, lawyers. I think you have invited many other
politicians also.
Politicians
also.
Governor.
Yes.
Narasimhan had come.
Geeta Reddy.
Narasimhan. All these people had come. And now the politicians or any other education institution, they wanted the value-oriented education. They were inviting us to have such programs. So we are planning for some more symposiums to be conducted in our institutions. And I think in March, first week or February ending, we are planning for teachers.
Teachers,
school teachers, because the Balavikas, when the Mahila...
Train the teachers.
If we train all
on
the
human values.
Human values. Through, I mean, like Balavikas training also. Balavikas through human values. Human values through Balavikas or Balavikas through human values. We wanted to train them so that they will take the Balavikas classes from their schools also.
Okay.
To cover all the schools, it is impossible for the organization. So if we train the teachers of all these schools, then it's easy to conduct the Balavikas classes for all the children. So we wanted to bring value-oriented education in all the schools, not only in Swami schools, but other schools also. So we are going to conduct symposiums for teachers also. Many school teachers are coming forward to have such classes. Recently, I think we have conducted in Anantapur campus our Satsai Institute of Higher Learning winter course for 3 days on Indian culture and spirituality for Andhra Pradesh students of different colleges. We have brought, I think, 150 students.
They came to Anantapur campus.
They stayed for three days. We have conducted Indian culture and spirituality. They called all eminent people as speakers. And they taught about Indian culture and spirituality. I had the opportunity of being there for 3 days in our campus because that is the institution where I have studied. So I was so impressed to see the college and improvements that were made in our college. I was so impressed and I asked these 150 students, what is your experience here coming over here? What is the most important thing that you liked here in this college? I asked them. They said the love and affection shown by the staff and students, they said, first thing. And the other thing, what did you like, I asked. They said, discipline.
Okay.
So we like these two and we are so happy to come over here and we are very much thankful to you all, madam, they said. And they were pleased by the welcoming and receiving of the students of Anantapur campus.
Okay.
And when they got down from the bus, from there they have taken the luggage, everything. I mean, they were taken care of like anything. They were impressed. And they never thought that it will be done like that. And also the other thing that they liked was, I mean, the last day when they were leaving the campus, they were crying.
Okay.
They don't want to leave the campus. They don't want to leave the staff and students there. They were all crying. And yesterday, the Pushpa madam met and she told me that one girl, she told Saira ma'am, how are you? Are you student of Anantapur campus? She asked it. Since no ma'am, we came and stayed 3 days there, so we came for service, they said. So they were impressed. Like these 150 students are not Swami's devotees. Along with service activities, we also conduct spiritual activities because without sadhana, we can't do any service also. Sadhana is must. So we conduct study circles. So the spiritual activity in all the samithis, especially in our satsa organization, it starts like Prashanthi Nilayam, it starts with Omkaram.
Yeah, correct.
And Suprabhatam. And then we start bhajans, daily bhajans are there.
Daily puja.
Puja, daily
in
puja.
In some mandirs.
In mandirs, daily.
Daily Rudrabhishekam.
They conduct pujas, Rudrabhishekam they conduct. Especially in Krishna district, Vijayawada, Swami created a lingam for them, for their mandir, when he came for inauguration. And from that day onwards, they are doing Rudrabhishekam by the Mahilas.
Okay.
I think
Mahila Vibhag and
since youth, 40 years they are
since
doing.
40 years daily they do Rudrabhishekam. Daily they conduct Rudrabhishekam there, and especially during Shivratri time, all the mandirs they conduct
Akhand Bhajan
and Rudrabhishekams. all these things will be conducted.
Ekadashrudram.
Ekadashrudram. And during Dashara time, like in Patti, all the other mandirs also, they conduct the Mahilas, Navaratri, Utsavams. Daily, they decorate the Devi with the different
types of
gods. And then they conduct Narayan Seva. Recently, in some of the mandirs in Krishna district and also in Chittur district, we conduct Narayan Seva in Grama. I mean, VIP villages.
Like Grama Seva.
We also conduct one day, distributing clothes, distributing laddu, and then food. Like Patti, we also distributing that.
No, go to the villages.
Go to the villages, okay. VIP villages. We go to the VIP villages and we do that. And we also conduct pujas like Varalakshmi Ratams.
Sai Vratams,
Varalakshmi Ratam in villages. For the villages, we conduct the sports and games also for a woman. And Rangoli competitions and musical chairs. Because they don't have all such activities in their villages.
Yeah.
So we go there, we play with them.
Some recreational activities.
Recreation activities we do.
We do Laksharchana with rice and
that rice is used for
Narayan Seva.
And then we also do Matru Puja, Guru Puja, that is calling all the Balavikas gurus or old gurus or some teachers. I mean, we make children to do Guru Puja and Matru Puja for their parents. I mean, teaching them to love their parents or the Guru.
In May, Ishwarama daytime, Saptaham will be conducted, no?
Saptaham.
7 days Saptaham with Balavikas children.
Saptaham is nothing but doing 7 days continuously, one after the other, one day.
Cultural programs, one day Narayan Seva, one day Bhajan. One day Nagar Sankirtan, one day Mahanagar Sankirtan, like that.
And we also conduct women, especially Radhotsavam, Swami's Radha. Ratham will be taken in procession in the villages. And all the women of the village will also participate for taking round Swami in the village. We conduct such programs also, spiritual activities. They were so happy. I mean, book reading. Swami's Vahinis will be given in donation. And we also have libraries in some of the villages where we get. And we also, the Sanatana subscription. All village, one house, one subscription will be given. Monthly they get the Sanatana Sarathi. And
we are distributing old Sanatana Saradis also
during medical camps
and bhajan time.
And spiritual activities, especially Sanatana Saradi, will be going to that villages. And also the book reading. And now we give them cassettes. And we conduct cultural programs by our Balavikas.
Visual Swami's videos.
Videos.
Yes.
Make them listen to Swami's discourses.
We put big screen and
music. We take LCD and we put once in a month CDs, Swami discourses and cultural programs which were conducted in Prashantanilayam. We conduct such programs in the villages. They were so happy to see. They were all impressed by the activities that were conducted here. Especially with regard to the cultural programs, we make the children of the village to dance
participate.
Sing. And do these activities. So the mothers of those children are so happy because they will be seeing their talent in them.
Yeah.
So they were so happy. If they are so talented, we take them to other places also and they do the cultural activities there.
We are doing veterinary service also, veterinary camps also.
Especially I heard that in Medak district. They conduct veterinary camp for donkeys.
Okay.
Donkeys and pigs and cows and sheep.
They conduct veterinary camps.
Okay.
Mahilas especially. They conduct.
They donate cows also.
And
donkeys
I heard
also.
That the Hyderabad women and Krishna district youth, they have done water project
separately.
In Swami's first Jayanti Utsavam, so that is last April, they wanted to
complete 108
water projects.
Okay.
Because water scarcity is there and
in villages?
Villages, especially villages. Fluoride content was more in water.
Okay.
So there they have had lakhs of rupees they spent, youth especially. And they have organized 108 water project programs and they have kept under,
Swami's
at the lotus feet of Swami. Mm. Last April 24th.
Okay.
108 water projects. That's wonderful. The work that was done by the youth.
Okay, so from past 20, 30 years, you all have been doing these service activities. Now, how do you feel when you are engaged in seva and how it has transformed you personally and spiritually?
By Bhagwan's grace, we want to do many, many more services. We want to do activities and pray, Swami, please give strength and good health for these activities. Till last breath,
yeah.
We want to do service. Please, Swami, give us strength. We are praying.
Can you share some touching incidents where you have seen some transformation in other volunteers while doing service or in the people who have received the service?
When we go to the villages, they were so impressed the way we conduct the work.
Yeah.
As I said, that the cancer patient, he was given so much of care and he was so impressed that till my last breath, I'll be in service of Swami.
Okay.
And while doing service, we never think of anything except Swami. Swami is the only one.
Mm.
Is the only thing that we have.
Yes.
Because nothing in our mind. Only Swami's
mother and father, friend and everything.
Excepting organization and Swami, we have nothing.
Yes.
First Swami and then...
Next.
Next. No next.
No next.
We don't have any next. We are in service. We wanted to be in service. We also conduct the Patti Yatra.
Patti Yatra, yes.
Patti Yatra. Mm. We bring non-devotees and many villagers and about 2,000 to 3,000, 4,000 people to Prashantinilayam.
Patti Yatra is a pilgrimage to
Patti.
Yes.
So to show them about the Patti.
Mm.
So they were so impressed and all the other the people who are coming to Prashantinilayam, again they're coming to our samitis and they're conducting, we are conducting so many programs. They were impressed by the way we do the activities and the love that was shown by Swami. During when Swami was there, and we told him that, Swami, we wanted to be at your lotus feet forever doing service. Then he blessed us and he told us, very good, very good, very good, you be here. When I was student, I wanted to tell this to all my old students of Swami's college, one message, that Swami wanted every student to be in the organization, such an organization.
Mm.
Because once in 1977, he had given us one discourse, and at the end of the discourse, he asked all the students, how many of you will join in such an organization?
Mm.
And everybody raised their hands in the auditorium.
Mm.
And Swami said, very good, very good, very good. Thrice he said,
okay.
Because he likes students to come to organization, to work in the organization. He want, because this is the organization where we can do pure service, pure with pure love. Help ever, hurt never. The message that was given by Swami will guide us. I mean, this is the place, this is the organization where we can be purified with humility.
Okay, now in this present circumstance when Swami's physical form is not there, so how do you motivate and encourage youth and volunteers to participate more in service activities? You may be facing many challenges right now.
Many challenges. We are facing many challenges, but Swami's grace is immediately responding for everything. Whatever the difficulties that we are facing, immediately was responding, and through, especially through Radio Sai and through video programs, especially through video programs, we are taking the message of Swami and we are showing them the films. We are showing, that is the only way, and through service, through dedicated service, we can motivate them, we are motivating them. And through Swami's love and grace, only we can do. It's impossible without Him, without His grace, we can't do anything. I mean, this is the week where the students are having holidays. So we are motivating the students, especially the students of other colleges. So that's why I request all old students of Swami's college to come and participate in service activities. That's my sincere request and prayer to Swami. I pray, Swami, that every student has to be motivated and every student has to come and work in Swami's organization. If they come forward, along with them other friends also will come. So especially the Swami students has to mold and they have to come and
do service
as a token of love towards Swami.
Okay, thank you for coming to studios of Radio Sai and sharing about the service activities that's happening in Andhra Pradesh.
Thank you, Sairam.
Sairam, thank you.
Dear listeners, welcome back to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action and I'm Team Radio Sai Raghu. Well, today in this segment, dear listeners, I played for you a conversation that I recorded a week back with Srimati Shakuntala and Srimati Sudha. Srimati Shakuntala hails from Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh and she is Swami's student having studied in Anantapur campus of Bhagwan's University way back in 1970s and 80s. Currently, she is the professor in the Sri Venkateshwara University in Tirupati and is very actively involved in the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, Andhra Pradesh, being the zonal coordinator for 4 districts in the state of Andhra Pradesh. And Mrs. Sudha is from Hyderabad, is another long-standing devotee of Bhagwan and is the in-charge for the Mahila Vibhag, that is women's wing in the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 12:21 and in another 10 minutes, you'll be joining with Prem and Arvind for today's afternoon satsang. And it's time for me to leave and I'll be leaving you by playing for you a couple of bhajans. And as always, I place this segment at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Jai Sai Ram.
कलयुग के अवतारा साई बाबा के अवतारा।